Right. You see, used to say sometimes, like, you see, going to London, Jack. Say, aye, okay. So come home, bring a wagon, take it down to Facet Sidings, just down here.
Mm.
You know where the old school used to be?
Yeah.
Just past the school were the sidings and Facet Station, so the tracks were always there, railway tracks, and the buildings were there till quite recently.
Yeah.
About 10 years ago, something like that. So I used to go down, and they were like the ob, you know, where they were, and the cranes and the saws and everything there.
Yeah.
Two masons there. There were Bob Trucker, they called him.
Mm.
But he was called Bob Kershaw.
Yeah.
He was a big fella.
Yeah.
Red face, smashing fella. And Bert Sanderson. And he lived just on the main road across here.
Right.
He used to walk to work and walk home.
Yeah.
So I go down and say, hey, young Jack, what do you have to? I say, load for London. Aye. Go and get the tea, we'll load it. So I used to walk up here.
Yeah.
On my tea. Because there were some rows of houses here. So I lived over there then. Come up, have my tea, go back, it'd all be loaded, put a banker in front, flat like that, banker flags, maybe yeah. Six or eight. Just stood the rest up against it, leaning on it like that.
Yeah.
No ropes, no nothing. Just not going to move.
Just the weight of it.
Just the weight of it. Didn't matter how big the hill you went up, won't move.
Right.
No. So about 8:30, go back down, get the wagon. Go down to Marble Arch. You might have two or three punctures that way down. Anything could happen.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you put...
With that weight.
Yeah, you just put a couple of spur wheels on the back. There were loads of spur wheels and tyres. No tread on them. But they were good walls. Yeah. Walls were sound.
Yeah.
So they tell me. So you set off down. Get down into Staffordshire, somewhere like that. Bang! Get out, get the jack out. Sometimes the jack had a job to lift it, you know.
Yeah.
Or if you couldn't get it high enough,
you'd
find a stone and run on a stone. Because the tyre would hook it anyway.
Yeah.
Jack it up, get it off, put the other on, just kick it to the side of the road. Because there were no lights on roads or anything, you know.
No.
Pitch black.
Right.
Just cop it, lean it near a wall or something, set off again. Didn't bother about the wheel. Plenty of them at quarry.
It'd be quite dangerous though, wouldn't it? I mean, if there's no lights, people wouldn't see you changing a wheel and stuff at the side of a road.
Oh, no. Yeah. You get yourself in a position where they couldn't hit you.
Yeah.
You know, if it were on that side, you turn it round.
Yeah.
And get it onto grass or anywhere.
Yeah.
When you put it on a slant. So they're going hit wagon before they can get to you.
Yeah.
Which will give you time to get out of the way, hopefully.
Yeah.
So you used to get into London then about, say, 5:30, 6:00. You could get on the roundabout then, because it was quiet.
Yeah.
So you go on the roundabout, the blokes would be there working, you know, one of your driver. So you get them, park it up there. You just chuck one flag off, and you stand it up like that.
Mm.
And bear in mind, wagon's there, side of that.
Mm.
So you start there.
That's just vertical, yeah.
Yeah, like that. Just flick next enough and it'll land like that. And you just flick them off one after another. And like a load of dominoes.
Right.
All stood up.
And did they not crack as they came off? That's strong.
It would work about
it. It's a bit of a knack to do.
A knack to it, yeah.
Yeah.
Because if like you bear in mind, say it were 4 inches from chop rail that wagon.
Yeah.
And you'd have three roll.
Mm.
So you start with your banker and you put your roll. So many on that, and then move them into three. And as you just move it to the edge of the chop rail and flick it, and to go over, bear in mind, it was soft ground in the middle of the roundabout, because they were all churned up.
Right.
So, but the first one there, and that one landed up like that.
Mm.
They were only 2 inches apart, so we were going to be in the line, weren't they?
Yeah.
And they'd all land straight.
Yeah.
And the bloke stood there, and as it dropped, he just... put your hand again to make sure it didn't come back.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it was a brilliant way to come off in 10 minutes.